Which Manning brother will win the FanDuel Kick of Destiny 3 on Super Bowl Sunday? Peyton or Eli? Make your free pick now to compete for a share of $10 million in bonus bets. May the best Manning win. Only on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Vermont. No purchase necessary. $10 million prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who made the correct pick. Prize issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Trained chef, restaurateur, broadcaster, podcaster, whatever you call that thing when you podcast on YouTube. There is vlogger, I think. One-time celebrity entertainment manager. And now actually physically amongst us, Mark Wogan. Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
I'm good. You are actually in the nation.
I am in the nation. I find myself at the Rock Hill House Hotel on the outskirts of Letterkenny, and with a small group of friends who all believe we're Irish, despite the fact we don't sound it. We all arrived carrying our Irish passports, and we're going to walk around for a couple of days, which we do every year as a group, pretending we're still Irish.
Have you got power? Because I would have thought being in Letterkenny this week after what happened last week on the Western Seaboard wasn't great timing.
Yeah, well, we were due to come here last weekend, but Loganair, who, I don't know if you've ever flown Loganair.
I've never even heard of Loganair.
We sort of pretend we're on a private jet because the plane is so small. But they were like, there's no way we're going up in this. So we delayed it by a week. So we've come out a week later.
Have you ever been on a private jet?
I have.
No.
You know, look, Anton, I don't hide that I grew up in abject middle class bliss.
Ah, steady. There's middle class and there's private jets. Like that's a step beyond, Mark. That's very fancy. Well,
do you know what Dad used to love to do when we were younger? It was a private plane rather than a private jet, but we'd fly in on a little twin prop for the internationals rugby.
That's the way to live.
Yeah. Flights back were terrifying, but luckily you'd had a full day of enjoyment, so you didn't notice that you were bouncing into North Hull Airport. And there was one occasion where we did actually hear the pilot swear.
That's never good.
Never a good sign, is it?
No, that's like when a dentist goes, oh.
Exactly.
Things you never want to hear.
Slightly less fear of death with a dentist. I mean, unless he's Sweeney Todd. I know he was a barber.
No, anyway, death is not always the worst thing, Mark. Remember that line Mark Twain had where he talked about being seasick on a boat and somebody came up to him and said, "Don't worry, nobody has ever died of seasickness." And his response was, "It was only the promise of death that was making me able to get through this."
Yes, exactly.
Now, I have talked to you before about many things, but there are two things that I want to discuss with you this morning if you are willing. One is food related, one is people related, because you and I now have a Venn diagram of guests that we have both spoken to, and I want to see if you share my view on some of them. But okay. To the food, first of all, you specialize in bringing on celebrity people and saying, fundamentally, you have the wrong view about food generally or a food in particular, and I want to convince you of its merits. Is this fair?
That would be a more than fair characterization of my show. It's basically, it's the principle that there's no such thing as a bad ingredient.
Okay, now, on that, Cod's Roe. Talk to me.
Cod's Roe, delicious if cooked properly. Revolting if cooked badly. This is the whole thing. There's no such thing as a bad ingredient. I mean, there's a very famous food reviewer in the UK called Faye Mashler. And we went out for dinner night before last together. We were discussing dill, which she has previously described as a bully of a herb, right? And it is if you use too much of it. It's like, you know, but as part of something incorporated properly with the right amount, it works. And that's the same thing for any ingredient, in my opinion.
See, I always thought of dill as like tarragon, that it only has two places it can ever be used, and other than that, it has to be kept away from everything. That's the only purpose.
I will freely admit I will never thank you for too much dill or too much tarragon, but you know, tarragon, as part of a Bernays sauce, delicious. Dill as part of a, say, Gravlax.
Now, you see, there Fantastic. You go. They're the two things. That's my point. But anything else, once they get out of a Bernays or a Gravlax, nobody wants them. Put that dill back where it came from. Yeah, now, to the cod's roll, though, Mark. I saw cod's roll recently in a fishmonger's, and I was reminded of the time that I had once attempted to eat it, and it was a bleak and difficult experience. And I said to the fishmonger, how do you cook this? And they said, well, what you do is you boil it until it goes hard, and then you fry it. I thought, anything you have to do that to can't turn out well. Does it turn out well if you treat it that way?
Yes. And I mean, especially if you deep fry it, because what isn't improved in life by deep frying it? I mean, you could eat a flip-flop if you deep fried it.
I was watching a thing the other day on, I think they call them prairie oysters. Not that kind of prairie oyster, a different kind of prairie oyster, which was a jalapeno pepper stuffed with cream cheese, wrapped in sausage meat, wrapped in bacon, breaded, deep fried.
Yeah, I mean, fantastic.
How's your cholesterol?
Look, we don't divulge that kind of information, but my cardiologist is on speed dial.
Now, the other thing I wanted to ask you about was guests where we have overlapped. One of the guests where we have overlapped is Jeffrey Archer. What did you make of Jeffrey Archer?
I thought he was extraordinary. So this octogenarian bounded into the room like he was about 12. He had the fieriest eyes of any man of that age I've ever met. And he did not miss a trick. He's mildly mutton. Jeff, so he will acknowledge that. What did you say? What? But he doesn't miss a trick, and he's one of those men that you either choose to go along with him, or it's going to be a difficult day. But I had a fantastic time with him. He came in, we did the podcast. I happened to mention that I make pizza. He goes, I love pizza. You're taking me for pizza now. So then we left there and we went off and we ended up having pizza together and a chat and everything. He was fantastic.
Was he rude to you?
Yes, but I think that's part of it. You can't take it personally. Did you take it personally, Anton? Is that what happened?
No, I quite enjoyed it. It's kind of like an oratorical S&M. Do you know, I think he called me a snivelling upstart quite early in the interview. Yes. But I think it was meant with affection.
Yes. Yeah, no. I mean, I think he's just one of those things. He's one of those people who'll just push you a little. Just push you a little and see where you go.
So of all of the guests, then, who haven't you liked?
Who haven't I liked?
Come on, Mark. Nobody listens to this program. They'll never find out.
Well, I mean, David Gandy, I didn't dislike him at all. I mean, obviously he's too good looking, which doesn't help. So if you arrive too good looking, that's not going to work in your favor. But, I tried to crack a couple of jokes and they just didn't land. And I thought, he was laughing a bit more.
This raises a difficult question. Who is David Gandy?
Who's David Gandy? You've seen David Gandy. He's the very tall, good-looking male model. You've seen him in his pants a lot. You know that Davidoff cool water where that man's in the white swimming trunks on the azure blue sea looking Adonis-like?
You completely misestimate the life that I lead, Mark. Yeah. I am unfamiliar with anything in your previous sentence other than the word sea.
All I can say is your one female listener is shouting now, going, you don't know who David Gandy is? He's very popular with the ladies. That's all I'll say.
Now, we talked earlier on about you having come to Letterkenny to sample the joys that it is without electrical power. Am I right in saying that you began the day this morning with no hot water?
Yes, it was a bracing start to the day. But I was up. I got up because I like to get up early. And I normally do, unbeknownst to a lot of people, although I have wanged on about it whenever asked, I throw myself into an ice bath every morning anyway.
Literally?
Yeah. So 0.5 degree water for 3 minutes every morning. My routine is I get up, I make a coffee, I walk outside the house, put myself in the ice for 3 minutes. You know, I take the principle that's the worst part of the day. It's uphill from there.
Why would you do such a thing?
Well, I mean, I quite like all this sort of biohacking stuff and the sort of longevity thing. There's people who write very interestingly on it. A guy called Dr. Peter Attia and another guy called David Sinclair. He's a little bit more controversial. But that thing of how do you increase your health span? Because I did that. I did that whole thing of when I turned 50, I decided to get into the best shape of my life for the second half. Because, you know, how long you got left?
But you see, this brings us back to Mark Twain. If you are extending your life and in so doing requiring yourself to submerge in ice cold water every morning for that duration of extra longevity, what's the point?
Well, I mean, it's one of the things that I like about that guy, Dr. Peter Attia. So he sort of states the things that you should be looking at if you want to increase your health span, right? And the first thing he says is, make sure your head's right, because what's the point in living forever if you're miserable?
A fine point.
You know, and I've got to this stage, and I think it is one of the joys of reaching certain ages. I'm the happiest I've ever been.
Are you?
Yeah, absolutely. Despite the fact that I would say my life is more challenging now than it's ever been, I'm the happiest I've ever been.
You said you begin your day by making a coffee and then getting into the ice bath. What kind of coffee?
Oh, I have a very fancy machine. I'm a bit of a nerd around my coffee.
I thought you might be.
Yes. What made you think that? No. And so I have a specific blend that I get from this company called Rave Coffee. You can buy it online from them. They're great.
Do they call it the Mark Wogan blend? Is it your own design?
It's not my own design, but it's a very clever site. You go on and you say what kind of flavors you like in your coffee, and you tick all these little boxes, and then they come up with a selection of coffees for you to choose from.
You're so fancy.
It's very strong. It goes through a very expensive high-tech machine, and it tastes fantastic. I mean, if you're ever in the area, pop round. It's like it's like going to one of those artisan coffee shops without all the chat, the funny hats, and the beards.
What kind of very expensive machine is this? I want to Google it.
It is a Sage One Touch Barista.
It is lovely to begin a discussion with private jets and end it with Sage One Touch Baristas. It raises the tone of the whole show, Mark.
Yes. Listen, I've been fighting the good cause. Wherever possible, I get our people on Spooning with Mark Wogan. Just to say, we've had Victoria Smurfit, who was fantastic. We've had Ed Byrne, who's brilliant. We've got a few other Irish people coming up. So watch this space.
And Spooning with Mark Wogan, if you flip that into Google, it will cough itself back up. And there's the videos there of all of those. The Ed Byrne is, not that they're not all entertaining, but Ed Byrne is particularly entertaining. It is well worth a watch.
Watching him eat peas is like seeing a small child reject his first solids.
Where are you heading today then? If somebody is in the Donegal area, where will they find you?
But I'm going to keep that to myself now. I'm just, you know, but we're heading out into the wilderness, and we just walk until people of our age just go, oh, jeez, I've had enough.
Mark, enjoy it. Always lovely to talk to you.
Good to see you. Bye.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.